Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where sometimes the ghosts aren't dead at all, they're standing next to you smiling. Tonight's story begins with a photo album, an ordinary childhood memory, and a face that shouldn't be there. This is The Stranger in the Family Photo. Emily Stone never liked looking back at old pictures. It wasn't that her childhood was unhappy, just ordinary. Birthday cakes, summer camp, school plays, awkward haircuts. Her parents were dependable, her brother loud and annoying, their suburban home too predictable to produce interesting nostalgia. But when her mother asked her to sort through a box of photographs before the house was sold, Emily agreed. One more chore before life moved on. She spent a quiet Sunday afternoon at her kitchen table, flipping through curling prints that smelled like dust and forgotten summers. Smiles she barely remembered. People she hadn't thought about in years. Then she found it. A photograph she had never seen before. The picture showed her family standing in front of the fireplace on Christmas morning. Emily remembered that sweater. That wrapping paper. That dollhouse she'd begged for. Her mother was holding her brother. Her father smiled stiffly at the camera. And between her parents stood a man. Tall, thin, smiling. One hand rested on Emily's shoulder. The other hung loosely at his side. He looked utterly natural. Like he belonged there. Except Emily had never seen him before in her life. Her stomach twisted. "Who are you?" she whispered. Emily carried the photo to her mother's house that evening. "Look," she said. "Do you know this man? Was he a neighbor? A friend?" Her mother barely glanced at it. "Oh, that's Uncle David," she said. Emily shook her head. "Mom, I don't have an Uncle David." Her mother frowned. "Of course you do. My brother. He stayed with us for a few months after his divorce. You adored him." Emily waited for the punchline. Her mother didn't laugh. Emily checked the photo again. The hand resting on her childhood shoulder made her skin crawl. "Mom," she said slowly, "you never had a brother." Her mother blinked, confused. "Hoyt. Emily, what are you talking about? We saw him every year at Thanksgiving." Emily's mind spun. "They died before you were born," her mother added softly. "You cried for days." Emily backed away, shaking her head. None of this was true. None of it had ever happened. That night, Emily went through the box again. More photos. More memories she didn't recognize. Birthday parties where the tall man, her supposed Uncle David, sat at the table, patting her head, lighting candles. Halloween pictures where he stood behind her, resting a hand on her shoulder, smiling too widely. Family vacations where he appeared in every frame. Always with that same faintly triumphant smile. Always touching her. Emily dropped the box. Her hands shook uncontrollably. She grabbed her childhood yearbooks. There he was, in the background of a field day photo. In a group shot at the school carnival. Sitting on the bleachers behind her third grade class. Page after page, he crept closer. Always looking slightly toward the camera. Always nearer to her than before. Emily called her brother. "Do you remember Uncle David?" she blurted. Silence. Then carefully. "Ing. I don't want to talk about him." Emily froze. "You do remember?" Her brother exhaled shakily. "Yeah. I wish I didn't." "What happened?" A long pause. Then. "He got too close. To you." Emily's breath hitched. "What do you mean?" "I don't remember exactly. Mom and Dad told us he left after something happened. They never said what. But I remember him whispering to you at night. At the foot of your bed. He said things like, 'It's almost time.'" Emily felt the room tilt. Her brother continued, voice cracking. "And one night, I woke up and saw you standing in the hallway, holding his hand. You were sleepwalking." "I never." The line cut out. Emily tried calling back. No signal. She drove to her brother's house. Fast. Terrified. At a red light, her phone buzzed. A text from unknown. "Don't worry. I remember you too." Emily nearly dropped the phone. Another text. "See you soon." Just like before. Her chest tightened. She floored the gas pedal. When she burst into her brother's house, she found him sitting in the dark at the kitchen table. Pale. Shaking, he slid a photo toward her. It showed Emily, as she was now, standing in the living room, in her apartment, smiling. Next to her was the same tall man, older now, but unmistakably the same face. His hand rested on her shoulder again. Her brother whispered. He came back. Emily's blood ran cold. You weren't home when this was taken, he said. But he was. They grabbed the kids, packed emergency bags, and left town that night. Emily never returned to her apartment. People in her old neighborhood claimed they saw a tall, thin man entering the building at odd hours, alone, yet holding his hand as if leading someone. Later, Emily received mail from her mother, a new photo. A blank white background. Her silhouette fading at the edges. A tall figure solid and sharpening into focus behind her. The caption on the back read, Family. Emily still avoids mirrors and photos. Not because she fears forgetting the past, but because she's terrified something is still rewriting it, and that someday soon, she'll look at a picture and see herself wrapping her arms around a stranger she never invited in. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some memories belong to us, and others have been waiting to claim us again.